True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's start with the Astros. Good to be here on a Friday, taking you up until, of course, 6 o'clock and then to your weekend, hopefully.
Hopefully.
The Astros lost last night against the A's on another walk-off. So three of their last five games have ended in walk-off fashion, two of those being losses in this A's series. You bookend the series with the two walk-off losses, but in between you get the two nice wins where your offense erupts, albeit against the second-worst pitching staff in the second-hitter-friendliest ballpark. Still, you split this series with the lowly A's, you lose two close games, you win two good games. I know a lot of Astro fans are kind of upset, like, oh man, we only split with the A's. Chris, how do you come out of this series feeling with two wins, two losses for the Astros?
I mean, if you're just looking at this in a vacuum here, then yeah, I won't say you're worried, but it is a thing where we split with the A's. I just feel like you should always, at least if you're not going to sweep everybody, but no. You should be beating the A's 3-1 just about every time. You really should. I don't care if it's on the road, and we're probably going to get into this as well, of the Astros still kind of trying to get those road woes under control.
Yeah.
They're still under five. I mean, even though they're 10 games over 500 now, they're still a few games under 500 on the road. And eventually, I know it's still June, halfway through June, but eventually, if they kind of stay where they're at on the road, that's going to become an issue. Good teams, or teams that are actually going to go far in the postseason, usually they're pretty decent on the road. Like, not under 500, even if they're right around 500. And they're only three games under it right now, but we're almost to July, and you're still kind of struggling on the road.
Yeah, well, just to add context to it, they have the fourth best record at home this year, 27-13. Really good. They're right up there with awesome. The Mets, Tigers, Dodgers, three of the best teams in baseball. The Astros, obviously, overall record's not far behind those teams. But to your point, on the road, they're an under 500 team, 16-19. Now, you might say, well, most teams struggle on the road. Yes, but that puts them a 19th out of 30 teams. So bottom 11, bottom 12, whatever it is, bottom 11. So, yeah, not ideal. And I think especially come playoff time, look, if you have home field advantage, just win your home games. But I think I'm still old school enough to subscribe to the cliche that to win championships, you got to win on the road. Unless, you know, maybe if you just have home field advantage all the way through. The Astros most likely won't, though. They won't be the one seed. Maybe they'll catch up to the Tigers. Right now, they're the two seed in the AL.
Yeah.
But on paper, I know, like, if you just go off of the odds, they're not projected to be the number one seed of the AL, even with how well they've played. So my point being, if you want to compete in the playoffs, you got to be able to win on the road. And they have not been good enough on the road so far to really give you a lot of faith in that.
No, they really haven't. And I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. Obviously, we can rehash the injuries and the slow start for not just individual players, but really the team in general, especially when it comes to hitting. You know, the slow start hitting now over the past month and a half or whatever has been, they've looked a lot better, which is one of the reasons why they're back, you know, looking like, I don't want to say the Astros of old, but getting close to that. And you still got guys that are trying to get healthy, whether it be on the pitching staff.
A lot of guys.
Or, you know, guys, whose bats you need, right, in the lineup. So, but eventually you just kind of expect them to, once you get some of these key players back into the lineup, back on the roster, on the active roster, I have to say, you just expect them to turn it around on the road. Because at home, like you said, fourth best record in the league, right?
Yeah, they've been great.
So they're fine.
They've won almost 70% of their home games.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to turn things around on the road, because I do believe that if you're going to be a viable contender to take it all the way, win the World Series, you got to start winning more of these road games. Because eventually, if you're not going to be the number one seed, then you're going to have to win some road games. More, you know, win more than just the home games.
Yeah.
And I just hold court.
Typically, no. We see it a lot of times in the NBA, you know, that just like the higher seed, if you have home court, you win at home, you lose on the road.
Yeah.
And if you have home court, you can win the series. But I think it's a little bit different in baseball, especially if you're not going to be the top seed. We'll spin it forward in just a moment and talk about the biggest concerns for this Astros team. But just getting back to my original question about how you feel about this series, I actually come away, look, of course you don't want to split with the A's, and I don't subscribe necessarily to moral victories, but I feel similar to, well, I guess the opposite, but for the same reason, to that series back in the end of May against the Tampa Bay Rays, where they won 2-1 run games and got blown out in two losses, split that series at the Rays, and I was on the air here the next day, and I said, this feels like a loss, even though you split the series, because of that whole run differential. That the idea being, analytically, that one-run victories are kind of fluky or can be luck-based,
yeah.
And if you get blown out, right, that's obviously, that looks worse than just a one-run game, and vice versa. So I think it's similar here, where the losses were these walk-off losses where Josh Hader, for the first time last night, finally gave it up, you know, in his second inning of an appearance, which is not always ideal for him. Also a non-save situation. You can crunch all the numbers. He's not as good in the second inning. He's not as good, non-save, so on and so forth. And meanwhile, the two wins, because of the run differential, I think outweigh those losses. So, of course, you want to win a series against the A's. I still come away feeling good because of that run differential. I know that doesn't impact the win-loss record, but I think it's a very good indicator of how well a team's actually playing, run differential in all sports.
Definitely, definitely.
And so you saw that, obviously, they were clearly the better team than the A's. They just suffered a couple tough losses this week.
I think what you're talking about, it really points to the inconsistency that we've seen a lot of this year offensively, where, you know, one game they'll score a ton of runs, get all the run support, they're usually going to have the pitching there, and then the next game they may score one or two runs. Like, I think one of those games against the Rays, they lost 2-1, right? So yeah, I mean, I think that kind of points to the inconsistency that you're talking about. Like, what, two of those games the bats are clicking, another game it's just not. It's not working for them.
Yeah, it's true, where these one-run losses, at least in these two series, the A's and the Rays, have been those pitcher duels that they just haven't pulled out. And then the wins, in this case this week, is when the bats really erupted in what was certainly a hitter-friendly situation against the A's and in that ballpark. You know, I was on, as we said in the crosstalk, I was with John Lopez yesterday here for on these airways for In the Loop. And it's funny because yesterday I was saying, you know, if the Astros haven't been derailed yet by everything that's gone on, what could possibly derail this team? And I praised the Altuve move to left field, and I praised this bullpen. I was not confident about this bullpen entering the season, and now they're one of the best bullpens in the league. And somebody texted the show, a few people texted the show yesterday and saying, but my biggest concern is that we play down to the level of competition. And so I bring all this up because it's just funny that it all played out last night where Altuve has the error. They lose. They play down to the level of their competition, lose a game they shouldn't. The bullpen serves up the loss in extra innings. And it's like, man, I was just on the radio yesterday talking about all these things positively. And now they all shown themselves in the ugly fashion last night. So it brings me to my question, Chris, that the Astros, despite all the adversity, still are playing such good baseball. They have one of the best records in the league. But with that said, what is your biggest concern for this team now moving forward? And maybe we already answered it with the road struggles.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, that was, I mean, obviously, I guess the biggest worry is the injuries. I mean, you know, and you can say that for any team, but this team has had a lot of injuries, even in the pitching staff. And you see the, like you just talked about, the bullpen is still one of the best in the league, right?
Yeah, it is.
So I think resiliency is the word, is probably the word of the season right now for the Astros. They've been resilient enough to overcome all these odds, when you throw all this stuff, you know, all the injuries, bats out of the lineup, or guys in and out of the lineup, all the pitchers that have gone down and seemingly some still aren't back that, you know, some should have been back. And we know how the Astros are when it comes to disclosing or talking about injuries. They're not very transparent all the time. So, but they've been very, just to me, they've been very resilient in overcoming all that when I think most teams would not have been able to overcome or recover from what we've seen the Astros go through this season. So in terms of worry, I think the injuries are the main thing. You just think about it. If they have most of these guys in the lineup, whether it be pitching staff or hitters, they may have the best record in the American League at this point, you know, with a lot of these guys in the lineup. So again, we go back to the road worries. That's what worries me the most right now is on the road. And I guess you talked about the you just pointed to how you praised the Altuve move,
yeah,
to left field.
Mm-hmm.
But then more recently, we've also seen him play a little bit more second base than we did in that first month or two of the season. So I guess just finding that, you know, consistent spot, and he's finally starting to hit the last month and a half or so. Because
mm-hmm.
early on, it just wasn't clicking. Now, I don't know if that was due to the move to left field or maybe he's just in his own head, whatever it is. But it was looking rough there for a little while for Altuve as far as hitting goes, which we know he usually hits the ball above anything else. He's going to usually hit, but he's getting back to that. But yeah, like I said, for me right now, the biggest worry is getting back on track on the road, because you definitely want to get back above 500 on the road, because at some point when you get late in the season, you're going to have to win some tough road games more than likely, especially when it comes to seeding. If you want to get that number one seed, you're probably going to have to end up winning some tough road games down the stretch. So you want to get back on track there, and that's what I'm looking at. But I mean, what would you, I guess, attribute, I guess, that you just talked about how they, someone texted in and said they played down.
Yeah. I don't know.
How can a team be that confident with all these issues they're having? Like, maybe they're just used to being, you know, where they are. I mean, the Astros have been a contender for a decade now.
Yep.
Like a legitimate contender. Once a World Series, been to another one. They've won consistently for a decade now. But what do you attribute that to them if they are playing down? If you do buy into that.
Yeah, I don't know, because I do buy into it, because I think the numbers kind of bear it out, and this is not a 2025 problem. For Astro fans, no, this is not something new. This has been a thing with them. I don't get it. I think typically it's like a lack of focus, or maybe even like respect towards the opponent. You can take someone lightly, but I find it hard to believe that a team like the Astros would be doing that so consistently. So I don't know. Maybe it's just a phenomenon. But if you look at the Astros this year, for example, against teams with winning records, they're 27-20, which is pretty darn good compared to the rest of the league, 7 games over .500.
Yeah.
Against teams with losing records, still over .500, but 16-12. So they do, you know, it sounds like one of those things that fans just say of, oh, like, you know, we always play to the level of competition. Well, statistically,
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, the Astros do play better against good teams, and they're closer to five. They're not much better than 500 against the bad teams. They just split a series against the A's.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the common answer, the general answer is typically like, you know, like I said, a lack of focus or just not locking in on that team because they're not a very good opponent. But I just find it hard to believe that that would consistently happen with this organization over the last couple of years.
I mean, I guess in a 162-game season, there are going to be games where you just kind of...
That's true.
I don't want to say you take it easy, but you just kind of, all right, you go through the motions almost.
Well, 100%, especially on just getaway days, first and foremost.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
for all teams.
I guess that's probably part of the equation as well. I mean, Tyler, I don't know how you feel about this. I mean, you watch this team as closely as anybody. But, I mean, what can you attribute that to?
What's the question?
The Astros playing down, if they are playing down to the opponents.
I've never bought into that whole thought of playing down to competition. I mean, these are professional athletes. This is, and when you're talking about the Astros, like you just laid out there, I mean, they've had success in a massive way for the better part of a decade. So I don't buy into that as it is with any given squad. But whenever you're talking these Astros, I definitely don't. Because, I mean, these guys are pros. They're out there on the diamond every day to win games. That's what their job is. We come in here every day to talk into these microphones, do the best damn show we can for the audience. Those guys are doing the same damn thing, and it's their livelihood. So I've never really bought into that.
I got you.
I think moving forward to get back to the main question with the Astros about the concern, I think the biggest thing, of course, is those injuries. When, if ever, will it catch up to them?
Yeah.
On the text line from 936, they said, just think when we get our two best hitters and two pitchers back. Yes, of course, I'm with you. And we'll actually dive more into that later on this afternoon. But then also with the Astros, you always have to wonder, like, when will it actually happen? Because we know these injury timelines.
That's the thing.
Yeah, be taken with a huge grain, with a whole salt shaker of salt.
We frequently hear, oh, yeah. It can be about any of these players that are injured. Oh, yeah, he's looking good. He's taking some swings, maybe in the next week or two. Usually not even a time frame. But it's just kind of a general statement a lot of times from Joe Espada, even the GM at times, speaking about some of these players. So it's hard, and I know it's tough for fans because you want to know whether it's because you gamble or whether it's just because you're a diehard fan.
Feel like that was directed at me, Party.
Well, hey.
No shade, dog. No shade.
Injury reports were created in the NFL just for the gamblers.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know. Hey, but if that's your thing, and Tyler, you're good at what you do. You have some down days every now and then, but you're good at what you do overall.
Thank you.
You're good at what you do.
Yeah. You're not speaking any lies.
I know I'm not. I would never gaslight anybody. Come on now.
The drive's not about gaslighting.
No. Yeah.
So. We talked about the struggles on the road for the Astros. Should be better against some of these lesser teams. The last thing I'll throw in before we go to break, it's this weird paradox where they lead the league in runs scored with two outs, but they still struggle a lot of times with runners in scoring position. And last night, I think they were like 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. You had the leadoff man at second in the ninth inning with your 2-3-4 hitters coming up and a chance to take the lead and eventually win that game, and you couldn't score Pena. And you lose in 10. So it's this really weird thing where they still struggle, especially with the bases loaded. They struggle at runners in scoring position. But with two outs, they're actually the best team in the league. So it's this strange thing where I can't say they're unclutch, because in one scenario, they are pretty clutch. But then when it comes to batting with runners in scoring position, not very clutch.
Astros ain't loyal.
504 said if the Astros were playing down to competition, they'd be a really crappy team. I guess that's saying they play a lot of bad teams. I mean, I know the division hasn't been great.
I mean, you know, What do we always say about the NFL? You can only play who's on your schedule.
It's true.
You play who's in front of you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
And money!
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.